views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now here's your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley and you're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning and purpose. Each Tuesday on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. I want to start by acknowledging that this past week has been a difficult one for many people, myself included. The school shooting last Friday can't help but affect each of us in some way. I choose not to watch, read, or listen to the news because it's typically better for my own well-being to do that, but it was impossible not to learn of this sad event. I encourage each of you to respond to this event by sending love, positive thoughts, and positive energy to the parents, teachers, and family of the shooter, as well as each and every one of us, yourself included, who has been impacted simply by witnessing this event from afar. Love is the way that we will heal and the way that we will make changes for the future. I'll be talking a bit more about this later in the show when I share this week's light bulb moment. Today, I'm going to be talking with Stephen Lewis about how to increase your life force and well-being by balancing your energy. We'll be talking to Stephen in a few minutes, but first I want to share a few announcements about the show in the upcoming next 2 weeks. So you may have noticed that Blue Heron Wisdom Radio's next two shows will fall on Christmas Day and New Year's Day. And in honor of these holidays, we're going to take the day off and allow everybody else to take the day off from creating a new show. And we'll be playing archived shows rather than a live show. On Christmas Day, we're going to be repeating Let's Get Happy. So that show is all about happiness and how to create more happiness in your life. And on New Year's Day, you'll be able to listen again to Discover Your Ideal Career, about how to go about discovering what it is that your calling is and what it is you're meant to be doing in this life. And on New Year's Eve Day, so that's on Monday, December 31st, I'll be filling in for Dr. Pat at 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle. And you can also listen live at www.thedrpatshow, that's thedrpatshow.com. And I'm going to be talking about some ways that you can, instead of doing New Year's resolutions, do some reflection on the past year and set intentions for the coming year. So be sure to tune in for that. That's on New Year's Eve Day, December 31st at 11 a.m. Pacific. But let's move on now and introduce today's guest. Stephen Lewis is the developer of the AIM program of energetic balancing. He's co-founder of EMC Squared, the Energetic Matrix Church of Consciousness, and co-author of Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness. Decades of extensive studies of quantum mechanics, energetic balancing, spirituality, consciousness, oriental philosophy and medicine, and years of work with a variety of healing modalities, including homeopathy, acupuncture, and chiropractic, combined with the inspiration of numerous mentors from physicists to great spiritual teachers, led him to several degrees in the healing arts and a highly successful healing practice in Santa Monica, California. Today, Stephen's going to be talking with us about energetic balancing and the AIM program. Let's welcome Stephen Lewis to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I am well. How are you doing?
Oh, good.
Great. Well, you know what? I want to just jump right in to talking about what AIM is, what the AIM program of energetic balancing is. And I know that it's rather complex, but can you give us kind of an overview in, you know, 25 words or less, not really, but, you know, kind of an overview so people get the idea of it? Because I know we could spend the entire hour with you just describing it.
Well, I don't know about 25 words or less.
I know.
I can tell you everything about energy in two words.
Okay.
It is. Now, getting back to your question, I call it a spiritual technology, but it is a modality, a method of helping you heal yourself. That's specific. Helping you heal whatever it is you need to heal. For example, I will never focus on healing my ovaries. They're
right.
Flawless. Whereas you have an absolutely perfect prostate. The point is, it's you healing whatever you specifically need to heal, whether it's acquired or whether it's hereditary, which is what is really what it's all about, what you brought with you. Hereditarily or karmically, if you want to be very new age about it, but the same thing. And this is a method of helping you. We use a holographic technology, and the correct term is helping, but in reality, we are really compelling you to heal whatever you need to heal, and you will. That was more than 25 words, but not too bad, huh?
No, it wasn't too bad. But I'm going to ask you a couple of questions that are more specific. Can you say a little bit about how it works?
Yes. We use your hologram, as I said. Uh-huh. Now, your hologram is anything unique to you. For example, a lock of your hair contains everything about you holographically. A drop of your blood contains all of you. Urine, saliva, or forget DNA, your photograph is your hologram. The DNA in you just tags along as an afterthought. I think that's probably why things like the Shroud of Turin have been known to contain the essence of Jesus Christ, etc., etc., because it really is the power of intention. Not the DNA that is the power and the driving force.
Okay, that makes sense. Yep, that makes sense.
And so, yes, the power in the Shroud of Turin would be holographic of Jesus Christ. Your photograph is you holographically. We use that. And using that, we have a huge, huge bank of computers generating roughly 500,000 frequencies. But a number of those frequencies are what we call Rosetta frequencies. Now, I can't get too technical, but what they do is allow you to choose what pertains to you and ignore the rest. That's critically important because there ain't nobody who can process 500,000 things. I mean, if you can think 20 moves ahead in chess, you're a grandmaster.
Oh, my God. I can think two moves ahead in chess.
Forget about 500,000.
Right.
And you will select the balancing frequencies or the imbalances you have in the order in which you need to heal them. And you'll keep selecting until you have healed whatever you need to heal. Then you stop selecting because it's not going to come back. Regard to hereditary imbalances, because even if you're a born-again Christian, they're not going to come back. And that specifically is the technology we use, and you will select it. If you have hereditary cancer, which, as a matter of fact, 92% of the world does, many, many, many of those 92% have it actively, you will select it and keep selecting it until you heal whatever you need to heal. It's important to remember there are many, many things that cannot, given our current technological state, cannot be treated scientifically. But there is nothing that cannot be healed. And that's why you can read about that in any medical journal. If you read about pick up an issue of the New England Journal of Medicine. It'll speak about a totally inexplicable spontaneous remission.
Right.
This happens all the time, and that's because they don't work in the realm of healing. I think that's going to change in the immediate future. That's part of the revolution. But
I sure hope so.
They deal with treatment, diagnosing and treatment, which is a good thing.
Right.
But it's not healing. There's a difference.
Right. Now, you said that, so I will let the listeners know that I am on the AIM program as of last week. And so I'll just talk about it in relation to myself because it's easier than being more general about it. But you said that, so I will select certain frequencies to work with or certain energies to work with. Now, that's all done unconsciously, subconsciously, superconsciously.
Well,
it's not like,
you know,
I am
word,
just
consciously
doing it.
Is a tough word to use for this reason. You know, I mean, there are things you are conscious of that someone else is totally unconscious of. Furthermore,
right.
There are things you're conscious of now that were a complete mystery to you a few years ago. And hopefully you'll make the same statement in a few years from now that things will be conscious to you that you had no clue about here and now today. And that's true for all of us, I hope.
I would hope so.
I'm not picking on you, in other words.
Right. No. I totally agree with you.
So, yes, it is done with your consciousness. However, that consciousness does not mean it's something you can articulate, you can speak about. For example, there are thousands and thousands of dogs and cats and et cetera on the program.
Oh, okay.
All they can say is meow or woof.
Right.
But
right.
They are conscious of what they need to heal.
Okay.
So you see what I mean?
Yes, I totally do.
Consciousness is a word you got to use kind of advisedly.
Right. And so basically, I could, you know, have somebody else could be on the program that doesn't even know they're on the program, and they'll be getting healed. Is that true?
Well, they will. Now, that would only pertain, hopefully, to pets and minor children.
I agree. I mean, it would not be ethical for other people. I agree with that.
No, it's a fundamental tenet that that people have the matter of free choice, and they can choose to do this or not. I don't know if you read the book Sanctuary that I wrote.
I did, and you know what? Let's hold that thought for after the break, because we've got a break coming up here.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk some more about this idea of free choice and also the book Sanctuary with Stephen Lewis. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift, our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday each week at 10 a.m. Pacific and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.blueheronwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
On Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley. My guest today is Stephen Lewis, the developer of the AIM program of energetic balancing. And just before the break, we were talking a little bit about, you know, what level of consciousness I need to be healed through the AIM program. And that led us into talking a little bit about free choice, which then you mentioned the book Sanctuary, Steve. And so I wanted to talk just a little bit about that. So listeners know what the book is and how it might be helpful to them if they're interested in this modality.
All right. Should I talk or do you want to ask a question?
Well, why don't you say I will intro it by saying that the book is a fictionalized account of real life events. Is that correct?
That is correct. I was in practice when I wrote it, and there are laws regarding confidentiality, and so I changed names and wrote it as a novel.
And so the book,
it's all true.
Right, and so it details basically what this process is, and given that the book is now, what, about 15 years old?
Yeah, it's getting into its dotage.
Yes.
Anecdotes about that. At the end of the book, there are two epilogues, and one of them, now, I'm not a writer. My field is subtle energy physics, okay?
Yes.
If I write, I write usually in symbols or numbers or whatever. So I've had to change that because I've written a lot of essays now on things have taken on their own lifestyle. But
right,
the last epilogue I called Up to Date, and I was talking about that with someone I'm sure we know in common, Wayne Dyer.
Oh, uh-huh.
And he said, Steve, this proves you're a rank amateur, because no writer would be dumb enough to put something in a book called Up to Date and have to sit and look at it for the next 10 years and go, what was I thinking? And Wayne, of course, was correct. You know, but before that, we talked about free choice, and the anecdote was this, that using my evaluation, my testing, you know, in this, I realized there are people going on the AIM program who did not choose it. They were sent there and put on and paid for by someone, the guy they worked for.
Mm.
And I called him up because he was a patient of mine, a friend of mine. His name was Kevin Trudeau. And I said, Kevin, you can't put these people on. He said, but I know they need it. You know they need it. I said, yeah, right. But Kevin, it's not your choice or mine. It's their choice. So grudgingly, he began the process of trying to convince them to do it. And I said, I don't do that either, but if you want to try, go ahead. But that's how that story came about in the book. It's a little anecdote in the book.
Well, and you know, I mean, I definitely can appreciate that. It really is each of our choice if we want to address something and in what manner we want to address it. And we certainly should be given that opportunity. But say a little bit about why you wrote the book.
Well, I wrote the book because something happened. And at the time I was in practice, very successful. I was working more, longer than I should have. And it didn't matter because I couldn't catch up. I was working about 5 days a week, and the waiting list for a new patient to see me was about 3.5 years.
Wow.
And most of my patients were in the entertainment industry, in movies, music, etc., because I was in L.A.
Right.
So, and I never advertised, never spoke. I was considered to be kind of an eccentric recluse. And but it doesn't matter. They did the speaking. I was that swamped. But something happened, and I said, I can't, in all conscience, just restrict myself to these few. And I was charging a fortune. It didn't matter. Every time I picked up the paper and read somebody's making a new movie for $20 million, I went, damn, I'm going to charge more. And I did, and they said, well, why are you telling me? Tell my agent. That's literally the case. It's not my, what do I, I'm not my concern. So, okay, fine. But something happened, and I felt like I could not just restrict myself to these few wealthy people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I decided to go into some kind of reclusive life myself and do some more research and find a way to reach more people. And I did. And that's the book in the beginning is about that. People were all looking for me. It was like very weird. And the reason I went into this reclusive thing was because I had no time.
Right.
I was swamped and nobody was, and everybody was calling me. I would come home at the end of the day and I'd find actors, actresses, producers, directors, etc., sitting there on my deck at home waiting for me. Hi, Steve.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, the day never ended.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And at all levels, you know, whether it was like, you know, a top rock musician with like Dame somebody who's a British, you know, actress. And they were all there hanging out, talking, waiting. And because I'd had no opening that day, I figured I'll just go to his house.
Wow.
It was bizarre. It was
a sense of entitlement, it sounds like.
Well, you know, this is L.A.
That's right.
And they are, yes, very entitled, you know. It's like, you know,
right.
The old thing about actors and actors, you know, an actor saying, But enough about me. How do you feel about me? But anyway.
Yeah.
But, and no complaints, because they were wonderful. L.A. embraced me, and I did very, very well there. But I had to get away for a while to do my research. And so I did. And then when I came back, I announced this program, which upset a lot of the celebrity clientele I had, because it meant that the personal service they wanted was no longer available to them.
Right.
And I said, I can't afford to do this. I can't afford to do this for you in all ethical and intellectual honesty, because something has happened, and I've got to make this available to those who want it. If they don't want it, that's cool. That's their choice.
Right.
But I can't restrict it the way I have been by virtue of my time, and I can't work more than 5 days a week. I'm not going to do it. That's ridiculous. I was already becoming close to a geriatric. I'm an advanced geriatric. I'm old.
You know?
When this happened, I remember looking and saying, well, the hell, there goes Maui right down the tubes, because, you know, I wanted to go someplace and just do my research. That's what I like to do. And I knew that I couldn't do that. So I work more now, I'm harder now than I ever have. And it's kind of ridiculous, but again, no complaints, because I am beyond fortunate. I am working at what is my passion, and in so doing, helping so many people, that in itself is a monumental blessing. I was able to allow life to come to me and reveal to me what it had in mind for me. And my job was to be open to that. That's what I did. So, anyway, here I am. And the AIM program did not take off the way I thought it would. I mean, it's not, you know, a hen's tooth, but there are about 60,000 people on the program right now.
And that
may seem like a lot, but when you think of all the people in the U.S., et cetera, it's just a drop in the bucket. I think that will change to some extent. But I understand this better now than I did then. That's our opening discussion was, so what's consciousness? I'm more conscious
right. Of
what is happening and why now than I was at the time. And so here we are.
And here we are again at break time. So when we come back, I want to talk more about consciousness and talk more about the spirituality aspect of this as well. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio. When we come back, we'll talk about what I just said we'd talk about and more about the AIM program with Stephen Lewis. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday, each week at 10 a.m. Pacific, and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.blueheronwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness.
Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Transform your life.
We're back on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley. I have Stephen Lewis here with me talking about the AIM program of energetic balancing. And just before the break, we were talking a little bit about, I wanted to, after the break, talk some more about consciousness and spirituality. And one of my questions, Steve, is you're the co-founder of a church called the Energetic Matrix Church of Consciousness. And I'm curious about how there's a church and how it's related to energetic balancing and healing and how that all came about.
Well, all right. First of all, it's important to understand that all healing, this is fundamental physics at this point, quantum physics. Mm-hmm. All healing, all disease, begins and occurs in your consciousness. And your body just tags along and follows suit. Now, that's the good news and the bad news, because your life, for better or for worse, begins with your consciousness. But if you want to make the talk about the glass being half full, that means if there's something about you you don't like, you have the opportunity of changing it.
And yay!
You change it by changing your consciousness. Now that brings into play, that's what healing is. Replacing a negative frequency in consciousness with a higher frequency in consciousness. Your body will tag along. DNA will follow. Now, when you say healing, it's really important to understand that only you can heal you. And at the same time, there's no one in our lives more important to us than healers. And that's not a contradiction in terms. It's that healers are misnamed. They do not heal you. Only you heal you. However, they change your consciousness, and with that change in consciousness, you are far more readily able to heal yourself.
Okay.
And that's the etiology of the term healer, if that makes any sense to you.
It does make sense to me.
So, and that's why all the great, great healers throughout history that said you could do better stuff than this. You know, if you had the faith of a mustard seed or whatever.
Right.
So that is healing. It occurs in consciousness. Now, to step back a moment, Laura, everything is energy. That's also fundamental. E does equal MC squared.
Right.
But as I said a little while ago, everything about energy is, I can say in two words, it is. Because there's nothing else you can say about energy. It has no taste. It has no smell. It has no size. It has no time. The past, the present, the future, it has no properties of its own. It is. It is the wave. But we live lives that are not just a wave, but are particulate. They're specific.
There's right.
There's a difference between my elbow and your nose.
Yes, there is.
and I could have chosen more offensive anatomical things, but and what is it that creates, that takes this raw material, this energy that's ubiquitous, and shapes it, gives it form, substance, smell, taste, size, time, space? That is consciousness. It's what you use to create your life for better or for worse.
Right.
And consciousness is utterly inseparable from spirituality. And healing is done by consciousness. So therefore, all healing is a fundamentally spiritual act. And hence, this is a spiritual organization.
Oh, okay.
And that is why it's EMC squared. However, we have one specific purpose, and that is helping you heal yourself with our, if you want to call it a sacrament, go ahead, with our spiritual technology, the AIM program. And I was guided to this, developing this, and when I say guided, you know, there's a distinction between revelation and vision. I think the revelation that I've had came because it was my vision. I've always, this is the realm I've chosen for many, many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And so, hence the revelation. So that is, in a nutshell, or if you want, from a nutcase, the reason it is a EMC, Energetic Matrix Church of Consciousness. It is spiritual. Healing is a spiritual phenomenon. Healing is done in consciousness. It is not done in your body. It is done in your consciousness, and with that, you heal your body.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense to me. And I love that it, you know, because you spoke earlier about intention, which, I mean, is part of consciousness as well, right, is what we intend. And that, I mean, that falls into my own belief system as well, but that we can intend these things, and that what you're doing with your programming is just kind of like assisting that intent.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, no one can lay claim to, I've invented something, I'm going to call it healing.
Yeah.
It has been with us ever since we have been with us. It's as old as life is.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you a quick thing about intention, a little anecdote about that you might enjoy. When I was at Wayne Dyer's house, I was going back many years ago, he said to me, "Hey, Steve, you're using my picture as my hologram." He said, I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, my picture's in the DMV. Why isn't it doing anything?" So I said, "Because it's just a picture, Wayne. What do you want it to do?" Okay? And he said, "I don't get it." I said, "All right, let's put it this way. Suppose you went into Home Depot and you saw a stack of wood and you saw a saw, would you say, why is that saw not cutting the wood? It's just a tool. What makes that tool function is the power of your intention. He said, I got it.
And yeah, that's a great.
He wrote a book called The Power of Intention.
Yes, he did.
So then I called him up and said, you owe me money. And I won't tell you his answer because it's we're on public radio. But it is your intention. It's the power of your intention. And there's just so many things about that, so many stories. Like the story of the original experiments with people who have multiple personalities. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Well, okay. These people who were kind of tweaked, let's say, for some reason, they were very healthy. They didn't seem to ever get sick.
Oh.
Now, they're very, very, very open to hypnotic states. They go under very readily, mm-hmm. very easily. And so a bunch of them were under hypnosis or asked, well, if you are this kind of tweaked, how come, they didn't use that language, but whatever.
Right.
How come you're so damned healthy? And the consensus of answers was basically this. I take one of my personalities and give it the full-time job of watching over me, seeing if any negative frequency enters my consciousness. And if so, it focuses on it, focuses on healing it. Well, that's a pretty neat trick. Of course,
no kidding.
You know, when you're a lot of people, you've got plenty of time.
Yeah, you've got a whole staff to do it.
They were watching them, and they were watching what was happening. One of the first people they watched was a card-carrying diabetic. He was a known diabetic. He changed personalities, and they were doing routine testing. He was no longer diabetic.
And I've heard about that. I've heard about with multiple personalities that one of them might have an illness where the other one doesn't.
Exactly right, because the personality that created that illness is not the same as the other personality, and therefore it had no need for it. Everything has a purpose, a function. Everything has a reason. Nothing occurs as random chance. It doesn't exist in life. And so, and in fact, they watched people go into different personalities and see their eye color change.
Wow.
Which is certainly watching DNA change in front of you.
Wow.
It's kind of like special effects, but real.
No kidding. Well, on that note, we need to wrap things up because we're coming to the end of this segment. And can you share, Stephen, if people are interested in finding out more about the AIM program or maybe even starting on it, how would they go about that? How do they contact you or find
out that information? Absolutely, sure. Well, first of all, I would say the first thing to do is, you know, take a look at the website, which is very simply aimprogram.com. Couldn't be easier. aimprogram.com. And there's tons of information there and a lot of articles I've written and a lot of information. And it should answer most questions. If you have any questions after that, and you can also download an application from the website, so it does it all if you want. But if you want more information, there's a toll-free number, and that's 877-500-3622, which is 877-500-EMCC.
Oh, okay. Great. Great. Well, thank you so much for being on the program. I always feel like I have so little time, even though we've spent 45 minutes talking about this. But thank you for coming on and sharing the information. I know it'll be helpful to a lot of people.
I'm honored to be on your program. Anytime, I'd be glad.
Great. Thank you. So we're going to take another break. And when we come back, I'm going to share my thoughts and feelings about last week's sad school shooting and this week's light bulb moment. I'm Laura Longley with Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, so stay tuned.
Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday each week at 10 a.m. Pacific and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.blueheronwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley. And today we've been talking with Stephen Lewis, the developer of the AIM program of energetic balancing. And if you want to get more information on AIM, you can go to aimprogram.com and there's tons of information there. I also mentioned earlier in the program that I started on the AIM program last week. So I will be updating you as I go along and kind of let you know what's happening for me with AIM, and then you can see maybe if that's something you want to explore as well. So I wanted to talk for a few minutes about the school shooting last week. Excuse me for clearing my throat here, a little bit of wintertime stuff going on. And what I wanted to share was some maybe a different perspective, and it might not be different for you. I have heard other people with this similar perspective, and it is really a very tragic thing that happened. It's very sad. It's very impactive to all of us, even if we weren't personally involved in it. And I know we try and make some meaning from these things that occur. And my own personal belief system is that everything does have meaning. Things do happen for a reason. And in this particular case, what I imagine the meaning might be in it, or the reason for it might be, is that there are changes that we need to make in our country. There are changes that we need to make in our world. And until we feel the pain of the way things already are right now, until we really feel the pain of this doesn't work, this isn't good, and until that pain is greater than the pain of change, nothing will change. And, you know, it's that old adage, no pain, no gain. Well, it's true for us as individuals that when we want to make a change in our life, it's because things are intolerable the way that they are now. Now, you might be saying, oh, that's not true. You know, I decided to move someplace for a good reason. Well, yes, that's true. That can be true. However, you can also look at that where you lived now didn't work for you anymore, and that's why you chose to move somewhere else. And it doesn't have to mean that it was horribly painful. The pleasure of moving somewhere else might have been enough to push you over the edge, but there's something about the way things are right now that doesn't work, which is what pushes us to make a change and to do something different. So this is true for us as individuals. I mean, I see it in my own life. You've heard the story of my career change, which took me years of pain to finally go, yes, I'm willing to make this change and do what it takes. It's also true for us as a society that things will go along with status quo until it gets so horrible that it really has to change. And you can look at, you know, some things in history, and I didn't think about this in advance, so I'll just say some things off the top of my head, but civil rights movement, women's suffrage, those were things where it had to get really painful before there was a change made. And so that is the meaning that I make of events like the school shooting that happened last week, because it's got everybody thinking and talking about this is not okay and we need to do something different to create a different result. Now, I want to lead into the light bulb moment with partly with that thought, but what can you as an individual do to make something be different in our country would affect the kind of event that happened on Friday? And I would say that the first thing is to don't waste your time blaming people. Don't try and figure out whose fault it is. That doesn't solve anything. It deflects from what is the solution and instead leads us down the path of, I don't have to do anything because it was this person's fault. I believe that we all co-create our world, that what I think and what I feel and what I intend creates this world together with you. We co-create this world. So the way to make it be different is to change yourself, to change things within yourself. And out of those internal changes, perhaps there are external actions that you do differently as well, or maybe not. Because I believe that just by changing ourselves internally, we can affect change in the world. So to use another quote that is well known, be the change you want to see in the world. If you want to see a decrease in violence in the world, then internally, where are you being violent? I know for myself, this came up a few days ago, someone mentioned this in relation to this school shooting, and I had to stop and go, okay, there are times, and I will admit freely that I get irritated rather easily sometimes. Well, that's a form of violence. It's a, this isn't okay, you know, and it's never, well, I won't say never, sometimes with myself, but a lot of times it's with other people. So it's putting it out there. So be the change you want to see in the world. Embody it in your thoughts, in your emotions, and in your actions. And that is the way that we will begin to see changes in the world. Lead by example. So if one of the things that you do is express gratitude, do that externally, not just internally. So tell people that you're grateful for them. Thank people. So put it out there. Put that energy out in the world. All right. That's our light bulb moment. Be the change you want to see in the world. I'd love to get your feedback, questions, and comments. You can find me on Facebook at Blue Heron Wisdom, Twitter, Happy Coach Laura, and my LinkedIn group, Authentic Happiness, or my website, blueheronwisdom.com. I want to remind you that Blue Heron Wisdom Radio's next two shows will fall on Christmas Day and New Year's Day, and we'll be playing archived shows instead of a live show on those days. On Christmas Day, it'll be Let's Get Happy, Tools for Happiness. And on New Year's Day, it will be Discover Your Ideal Career. And on New Year's Eve Day, which is Monday, December 31st, I'll be filling in for Dr. Pat at 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, as well as on www.thedrpatshow.com, and sharing tools for reflection and intention setting for 2013. So be sure to tune in for that. I want to thank my guest today, Stephen Lewis, for sharing all his wisdom with us. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley. Join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific. And next week, as I said, it'll be an archived show on Let's Get Happy. I look forward to seeing you back here at the first of the year. Have a great week, and I'll see you then.
You've been listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, and join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit BlueHeronWisdom.com.
Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Ugh. Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.